Module 9.1, Ikigai and the Purpose Diagram. The importance of purpose and meaning. Research shows that living a life of purpose and meaning contributes to greater health, well-being, longevity, energy, relationship satisfaction, and overall authentic happiness. Oh yeah, and better sleep. Pretty awesome, right? It would seem like a no-brainer, then, that because these are all pretty universally agreed upon elements that we all desire and need to thrive during our precious time here on planet Earth, we'd have this whole purpose and meaning thing pretty dialed right now as a species, right? Wait, what's that? We're not even close to having this figured out? We're still struggling and unfulfilled and confused and unhappy? Oh dear. Well then, I'd say it's time to get to the bottom of this disconnect and learn what we can do to enrich our lives, connect with what we're here for, and embrace the art of thriving. Am I right? Are you with me? Excellent. In Module 9, you're going to learn about purpose, meaning, and the big why from several angles. And by the time you emerge on the other side of this fascinating and exciting adventure, you're going to know exactly why it is absolutely imperative that you live a purpose-driven life and how to explore, create, and embrace purpose, meaning, well-being, and happiness every single day. We're going to begin our quest into the heart of these beautiful and powerful themes by exploring the little-known but immensely enlightening Japanese philosophy for living a life of true fulfillment, purpose, and joy. Ikigai. What is Ikigai? Ikigai is the Japanese secret of living a long, happy, and healthy life full of purpose. It translates as the thing that you live for, or the reason for which you get up in the morning. Ikigai is about finding joy, fulfillment, and balance in the daily routine of life and living it as a core lifelong philosophy. It is one of the core practices of the Japanese people and a common denominator amongst the highest population of centenarians, who are people who live to be over 100 years old in the world, who reside in Okinawa, Japan. One of the core tenets of the Ikigai philosophy is that everything is connected. Our job, family, passions, relationships, desires, everything is connected. When we feel disconnected or disjointed because we don't have an all-encompassing motivation for our existence, we feel lost, stressed, confused, stuck, and/or what is commonly known as existentially anxious. Having and living an ikigai remedies those symptoms of purposelessness and infuses our everyday existence with, well, life, the energy that moves us, inspires us, connects us, and fills us with the real joy of living, colloquially referred to in this program as your hell yes life. So let's take a look at the four elements of Ikigai and how, at their intersection, our unique purposes emerge as the ideal focal point of our time, energy, and attention. Note, I refer to the Ikigai diagram interchangeably as the purpose diagram. I have found that the title purpose diagram seems to be more relatable to our Western minds, but they are, in essence, the same thing. Okay, let's get our Ikigai on. Please pause the audio and take a moment to look at the two diagrams on page 4 of this workbook. In essence, as Melody Wilding explains in her article, the Japanese concept of ikigai is a formula for happiness and meaning. She says, "To discover your ikigai, you must first find what you're most passionate about. Then, you find the medium through which you can express that passion." She goes on to explain that Ikigai has a few essential qualities that separate it from the follow your passion truism as we conceive of it in the Western culture. Ikigai is challenging. It should lead to mastery and growth. It's your choice. You feel a certain degree of autonomy and freedom pursuing your ikigai. It involves a commitment of time and belief, perhaps to a particular cause, skill, trade, or group of people. It boosts your well-being. Ikigai is associated with positive relationships and good health. It gives you more energy than it takes away. Melody adds that an ikigai can serve as a compass to navigate both career and life decisions, which it seems people crave for now more than ever. This is exactly why I have implemented the ikigai philosophy and purpose diagram in my coaching methodology for several years and shared it with hundreds of clients, many of whom have experienced life-changing clarity, direction, and motivation in the process of self-discovery that this exercise facilitates. So, darlings, let's begin the quest into Ikigai. But before we do, I invite you to reflect on all of the resources that you've explored in this program up until present, including your values, character strengths, longings and discontentments, visions, visualizations, and allies. Oh, and as always, please be mindful of any gremlins that may pop up as you give yourself permission to explore yourself, your desires, and your truth. Exploring your Ikigai / purpose. Okay, let's dive into the exploration of your Ikigai and purpose. In this portion of the workbook, you will find a series of questions related to each of the primary areas of the diagrams above. What you love, what the world needs, what you're good at, and what you can get paid for. The questions are meant to help you unpack yourself and what lives inside of you in each of these areas. Please complete as much of this exercise as possible. Take your time and be as thorough and honest as you can. The more specific and elaborate you are, the better. Don't worry, there are no wrong answers. Feel free to use as much space as you need. If you are unsure about how to answer any of these, don't worry. We'll work on these things together. For each question, brainstorm and list all of the ideas that apply for you based on your life, experiences, education, credentials, relationships, etc. Note, I recommend that you check out the following TED Talks and articles before diving into the questions in the workbook. These usually help quite a bit. Please pause the audio and fill out the questions below. Woo! Way to unpack your Ikigai. Now it's time for reflection and action. Stand back, take a deep breath, and read through your responses in this workbook. Feel free to continue adding, updating, and elaborating on your Ikigai, as this process typically takes time to thoroughly brainstorm, consider, and experiment with. Revisit the workbook often and notice what stands out to you, what inspires excitement, curiosity, and desire. Then, visualize. Begin researching the Ikigai common denominators at the cross-section of the four categories. Hop on Google, look to your role models, and even tune into who you're jealous of. Oftentimes, that can be a guiding light to, I wish I could do that. Visualize. When you begin to have a sense of what your Ikigai paths might be, imagine yourself following them. What is your life like in 1 year? 3 years? How can you bring your Ikigai into the world in a way that meets your values and the longings of your hell yes life? As you visualize, journal about how the simulation of these paths feel for you. Do you feel excited, relieved, called forth, curious? Write everything out as elaborately as you can. Simulation is one of the best ways that we can begin honing in on our purpose. Then take action. Begin taking steps every day that include and prioritize actually exploring your Ikigai by trying it on in the world. Turn off Netflix, get up 10 minutes earlier, volunteer your time on a Saturday instead of partying on a Saturday night, turn off the game and start working on your side hustle. Get your hands dirty, and before you know it, your Ikigai will become you. Go ahead and do this workbook, and then proceed to the 9.2 workbook.